This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8 minutes after the hour, a special Jacksonville City Council committee appointed on Monday to investigate issues leading up to the suspension of curbside recycling pickup across the city. Council President Sam Newby announcing the organization of the Solid Waste Committee, asking members to find solutions after the service was put on hold in October. President Newby joins me on Jacksonville's Morning News. When does this committee ultimately report out answers and we get back to curbside recycling?
Well, how you doing today? And thank you for putting me on your show today. Well, the committee starts next week. Ron Chairman is going to be the chairman, and also Joyce Morgan is going to be the co-chair. Also, you have Randy White, Matt Colucci, and Regina Gaffney on the committee, and I'm sure they're going to do a great job. The committee ends July 30th, but hopefully we have a report and a solution before then.
Yeah, that obviously doesn't sit well or won't sit well with many residents who have not had the curbside recycling service yet. They're still paying for it since October. Why so long for this investigation if we already know what the reasons are?
Well, we want to make sure we have the right solution. And, you know, it may take a little longer, but like I said, we want to make sure we have the right solution. And let me say that, you know, Jacksonville is not the only city in Florida or even the nation to have this problem. I talked to many council presidents or council chairmen all over the state of Florida, and everybody's having the same problem. So I put this committee together. I set a deadline for June 30th, but hopefully they can be finished with that. But I want to just make sure we have the right solution. I don't want to just have a solution and then we have to come back, you know, in the next a couple of months.
Will a fee increase beyond the table as one possible solution?
No, I can't see a fee increase being on the table. No.
What changes would you propose, at least without prejudging what the ultimate committee findings are? What sort of recommendations would you like to see as a council president shepherded through over the coming months to return this service, if at all?
Well, that's why we have this committee together. I just want, you know, the main thing is I just want the recycling to come back curbside, and I just want to see how we can do it. You know, I understand right now, you know, unfortunately with the labor force, and you know, it's hard to bring workers to do this, and I just wanted to find the right solution. And my main goal is to bring curbside recycling back to the citizens of Jacksonville. And not only recycling, just trash, picking up trash, you know, all over the city of Jacksonville, you know, we see a lot of trash. Because even just this Saturday, myself and State Representative Andrew Nixon, we picked up trash over in 45th Street. We did two fields, and we actually picked up 25 bags of trash. And that is definitely unacceptable, you know, here in the state of Jacksonville.
How can you manage the human behavior part of that, then, if people are just chucking trash maybe out their window or not really caring? Is there any way that you might be able to get control of that?
Well, we're going to look into that. You know, one of the things that, you know, I'm going to look into, and I'm going to have a special committee looking, just like the other day when we picked up trash. We actually picked up a trash. It was a lot, and it's the owner of the lot. So I'm looking in to see, can we find the person that owns the lot and find them, you know, have the trash everywhere. And also, like you say, we just got to do, you know, better as, you know, as citizens, not throwing the trash on the ground.
Is there a solution where curbside recycling never returns to Jacksonville as a service that the city provides?
No, I can assure you, I'm talking with the mayor and the administration, eventually it will come back. And like I said, hopefully this committee can make it come back a little quicker.
All right, Jacksonville City Council President Sam Newby, appreciate your time in the conversation this morning on the issue that is impacting all property owners across the city of Jacksonville.